And on the line now I have Jackie Haughey. Good morning, Jackie.
John.
Hiya. And we're going to talk about domiciliary care allowance.
We are. Over the last two previous weeks, we did carer's allowance and carer's benefit, and this just complements it because this is a payment that you can go for carer's and or carer's benefit if you're getting this payment. So we'll just start saying by domiciliary care allowance, formerly known as DCA for short, is a monthly payment for a child aged under 16 with a severe disability who requires ongoing care and attention, substantially over and above the care and attention usually required by a child of the same age, and it's not means tested. You can find the definition which states the severe disability on the DCA medical guidelines. So there is guidelines. You go into social welfare and domiciliary care, they show you what they mean by the medical guidelines for this payment. Now, since June 2017, all children get the domiciliary care are eligible for a medical card without a means test. If the child does not already, if they're under 6, they'll already have the GP visit card. But if not, you know, which only covers you for visiting the doctor, but you're entitled to a full medical card for anybody that's the child that's receiving the domiciliary care. Now, the rules to qualify, the child must have a severe disability that is likely to last at least a year or more. The age under 16, at 16, the payment stops. You must live at home with the person claiming the allowance from 5 or more days a week. However, there are some exemptions to this, to living in living in residential care, so we can read up about that. So you have to meet the medical criteria, which I've already stated, and be an ordinary resident in the state. In addition, the person claiming the allowance for the child must provide the full-time care and be a habitual resident in the state. In the legislation for the medical criteria that qualify for domiciliary care allowance, a child must have a severe disability requiring continuous and continuous care and attention, substantially in excess of the care and attention normally required by a child of the same age. This means eligibility for DCA is not based on any type of impairment or disease, but on the resulting lack of function of body or mind, which means the child needs extra care and attention. This care and attention must be required to allow the child to deal with the activities of daily living. Child must be likely to require this level of care and attention for at least 12 months. Now, the qualified DCA, the child, as I said, must live at home with the person claiming the allowance for 4, 5 or more days a week. However, the DCA may be paid where there is not a possibility because the parents are sharing care and living apart, or the child spends part of the week in residential care. So parents living apart, DCA may be paid where the parents are sharing the full-time care of the disabled child but live apart. For example, where separated parents have joint custody but the child doesn't live with either parent for the required 5 continuous days. In this case, the DCA is paid to the parent nominating right for both parents or the child who's getting the child benefit. So they're basically saying if you share custody of your children, you'll decide and fill out the form who's going to claim it, and it usually goes to the, who's paying and who's claiming the child benefit. Now, the rate of pay for the domiciliary care is £309.50 a month. This is paid on the third Tuesday of every month. There's no restrictions of the number of children who you can claim the DCA for. So if you've got 2 children, you get 2 allowances. It also, if the child needs to go to hospital, you get paid for continued up to 13 weeks of the child being in hospital. If they were going to be in longer, it would stop and you'd have to get it reinstated when the child comes out of hospital. And just to say, it might be also, like we discussed in the last 2 weeks, carer's allowance and carer's benefit. If your child is awarded domiciliary care allowance, the only difference, if you've got the domiciliary care allowance and you're applying for the carer's allowance or the carer's benefit, you don't have to prove the medical criteria because you've already proved it. You've already proved it when you were applying for the domiciliary care allowance. So when you're filling out the form, you wouldn't fill out the medical criteria section of the carer's allowance or the carer's benefit. They do ask you on the form, are you in receipt of domiciliary care allowance? You would just tick yes. And once you get the domiciliary care and you meet the means test, it's automatic that you get the carer's leave or the carer's benefit. Now, how to apply? You can get an application from any of your local Intreo office, or you can get one from the Citizens Advice in the Civic Centre or any local citizen information. Now, when the child on domiciliary care reaches age 16, the payment stops. payment is paid to their parent or guardian, but at 16, the child themselves can apply for disability allowance. If you're in receipt of the carer's allowance, it will stop while they make a decision on the disability allowance. If the child gets a disability allowance, the carer's allowance will continue. But if they don't get a disability allowance, the carer's allowance will stop. Now, any of these payments, whether it's a carer's allowance or the carer's benefit, the payments that you can also receive, or the domiciliary, and you feel that the decision they made when they're assessing your claim was wrong, you can appeal it. Or you can appeal it directly to the appeals office in Dalhousie Street, or you can come to any of your local citizens' advice, and we will help you appeal this. And these payments, whether you're receiving, you're getting carer's allowance, carer's benefit, and domiciliary, you don't have to be getting carer's allowance and domiciliary, or you don't have to be getting carer's benefit and domiciliary. You're receiving either of the three payments, whether you're getting both or just one, you get a respite grant, which currently this year is $1,700 paid out every June. From next year, they brought out the budget this year. From next year, that $1,700 is going up to $1,850. So next year, June's respite grant is going up to $1,850. And as I said, if you feel your refuse these payment and you feel that your child has a disability, a severe disability, and you can prove it, you can appeal this decision and you can talk. You have 21 days, but you know, once you put your initial appeal in, it gives you time to gather more medical evidence that you'll need for your appeal. So if you need, if anybody feels that they were refused this, just contact your local citizen information. If you're near the Civic Centre and you want to contact us, citizen advice there, our number is 0761078190. That's 0761078190. We're not open to the public at the moment, but we are there. We're taking phone calls and emails, and we are taking appointments where absolutely necessary. So if you've got any issues or queries, just give us a ring at that number, John.
Okay, Jackie, yeah, right, yeah, thanks very much for that. Now, you won't be on next week, so I'll talk to you in the new year, and have a great Christmas if you can, Jackie, the way things are at the moment.
I will, John, and you too, and see you in the new year.
Okay, talk to you in the new year. Thank you.
Okay, bye, John.
Bye. Right, that was Jackie Hyde there from Citizens Information, and there's more information there on 0761 078190.